Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray, engineering and producing the show. Ray, you had a great weekend, right? Oh, yeah. Thumbs up. There you go. I hope all of our listeners had a wonderful weekend. You can just feel that change in the air. People say, oh, you live in Tucson. The weather doesn't change or the seasons don't change. Come on. The mornings have been
fall in Tucson. Huh? Wonderful.
Isn't it here? You feel it. Yeah, you go out in the morning when the temperature is about 60 degrees like the other morning. I love it. I'm ready here for the change in season. It is the Buckmaster Show. That was John Munger. You'll hear from John in a moment. It's a Monday, September the 19th, 2016, and we do hope you had a great weekend. You can call us anytime during the hour at 790-2040. Love to hear from you if you'd like to enhance our Monday political face-off with a comment or question. Vince Robigo is here, too, and John Munger. They'd love to hear from you. Also, we've got some places for you still at the table at Buckmaster's website and Facebook page. We've got a place for you. We'd still love to have you on the a friend on Facebook. In addition, we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show, so we've got you covered. It's time for our Monday political face-off. John Munger, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents. John, in 2010, was a Republican candidate for Arizona governor. That same year, there must have been something in the water. Vince Robigo also threw his hat in the ring, a longtime Democrat Party activist, not for governor, but for another prestigious state office, Arizona Attorney General. And Vince is still very active in politics, head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. That means Moe takes out that beautiful van he has, comes out to the house, puts it up on the wall. You don't have to worry about anything. He's got you covered. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. John, we already heard from you. You had a terrific weekend. You love the change of season.
Lovely, lovely. Early morning walks.
Isn't that nice?
Oh,
yeah. And Vince, good to see you.
Good to see both of you. It is nice indeed to see the change of weather, or feel it at least.
Yeah, feeling it, and maybe one more little bit of rain because of a tropical depression off the coast of Mexico. But then the weather folks say that's it. By Friday, we will be transitioning out of the summer thunderstorm season. Well, in response to Saturday's blast in New Jersey and New York, and a knife attack in Minnesota, both of the major candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, are reacting about what should be done to make us safer. Hillary Clinton called for a surge in intelligence and greater coordination with local law enforcement and Silicon Valley technology companies. And Donald Trump wants to go the Israeli route by profiling individuals similar to what the Israeli government does. Vince, what do you think?
Well, I think you know, they're very different approaches. Certainly, in terms of intelligence, I think that's the bigger issue in my view. If we don't have information, and that, you know, goes all the way down in, you know, from law enforcement, from federal agencies that are cooperating, from communities that are reporting either suspicious behavior, all of that certainly is helpful. It was fascinating. One of the things that was that has never been done before, for example, that was really interesting in this situation, was that I think it was yesterday or very early this morning, in the whole tri-state area there in New York, people on their cell phones literally got the pictures of the suspected person, this Rahami individual who's since been taken into custody. And so, you know, having that intelligence out there on the ground, you know, the officers that later encountered this individual in Linden, New Jersey, about 15 miles away, you know, the officer was able to instantaneously recognize that this was the gentleman that was
wanted. So social, the phones
all of
and the whole social media really helped out here, didn't it?
It's very, very important. And, and I think with, you know, when you have all the right information, then you can act on that information. And so to me, that seems like the much bigger and more important weapon that would be brought to bear in terms of, you know, bringing additional resources. The thing is, for example, this is a naturalized a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, there was some immediate discussion, for example, from the Trump camp, from Trump himself about refugees, and he's tweeting about people, refugees coming in from Syria and that process. This is a naturalized U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. This is not a refugee. So we have to have that intelligence aspect. And that's key and critical, at least in my view.
What do you think, John?
Well, I think we need to do it all. But I think that it's not a choice of one or the other. It's you need to do it all. But the main thing is that we need to eliminate the threat, not just respond to it. And that's what Trump is, that's his main point, is let's eliminate the threat. Let's quit trying to understand these people. We didn't try to understand the Nazis. We just took them out. And we haven't been very aggressive about that. And I think that we will have a lot less of a problem if we eliminate the threat. We need not to fight the battles here in the United States and be happy with our intelligence system here in the United States. We need to eliminate the threat, and that has not been happening. I heard Hillary Clinton on the television this morning, and she said, oh, you need to elect me because I'm the only one with experience fighting the terrorists. Well, how's that going for you? I mean, why would we elect you? You're the one that's responsible for the fact that we're having to defend this here in the United States instead of taking out the enemy. A lot of people don't realize that ISIS has now got six armies in six different countries that we're having to fight all over the world. They are expanding. Yeah, they're losing some space in Syria and Iraq, but they're expanding in Sudan. They're expanding in Libya.
It's almost like a franchise.
I'll tell you, until we take out the people that are behind all of this, we're not going to be able to have any peace here in the United States. And that's the problem.
Well, first of all, let me address what John said, because first, there's a lot of generalities about eliminating the threat and that therefore we will, you know, that always has to be done. Absolutely, you have to try to eliminate the threat and try to smash the threat. But first, let me just clarify, we don't want to also just jump to judgment as to what is the threat. There has been zero connection so far that this is related to ISIS. The gentleman is actually apparently of Afghan descent. So we cannot rule out other groups, whether it be the Taliban or some other radicalized group, or just somebody who became radicalized. So let's not, you know, just immediately jump to conclusions. That's one of the things that you look for in a leader, and which is why Hillary Clinton is much more trusted when it comes to dealing with issues of terrorism, because you have to see what the threat is. You have to identify what the threat is, and then you have to act. So let me address what John has said about not eliminating the threat.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is over the last 24 months or so, the administration has taken out and bombed at least 5,000 high-value ISIS targets. Mm-hmm. Of more recently, they have taken back over 50% of the territory in Iraq where ISIS had taken over. Over 20%, I think, was in Syria. The reality is that they are taking actions. They are aggressively fighting a battle and taking it to those that are over there overseas. But we have to know exactly who it is, what we're doing. For example, just this weekend, the issue in Minnesota, where a person who that person did claim it was supposedly, or at least the propaganda from ISIS claimed that he was acting on their behalf, there has been absolutely zero connection shown between these two things. It's a multi-headed beast, and there will always be potential lone wolves,
and
today in Houston terrorism, Texan Ogden, Kerry Ogden was just indicted. Not of any sort of Middle East background, was indicted on trying to get explosives to blow up a building.
Yeah,
so we have domestic terrorism.
Here's the problem, Vince.
And so to claim that we're not doing anything is just baloney.
You can play word games about whether let me finish. You got a long time in there. You can play word games. Oh, is it ISIS? Is it the Taliban? Is it Al-Qaeda? It's all of them. It ain't complicated. Go take out the terrorists. There are various terrorist organizations. They all need
take them all out.
Take them all out. And the problem is that the this Rouhani guy in New York and New Jersey said that they have identified that he was inspired, and the guy in Minnesota was inspired to go take individual action. Somebody's inspiring them. We got to take them out. Now, that doesn't mean we need to put hundreds of thousands of boots on the ground, but we need to lead from the front, and we need to do a lot more than we're doing, and we haven't done it effectively. And there are general after general. Trump has had 88 generals support him and say that we are not facing the threat. And these are guys that know how to do it, and the president will not follow. In fact, he ultimately makes life difficult for the generals in there that want to take the fight to the terrorists, and he won't let them do it, and therefore they resign. They're kind of forced to resign. That's the way the military works.
Going to take a break right here. John Munger, Vince Robigo. Vince, you'll be up first when we come back to respond to John. And it is the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Commentators John Munger, Vince Robigo with us. The Political Face-Off presented by Mohs Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at MohsGallery.com. Vince, we have the first debate, the first of three, 1 week from tonight, and security, of course, is going to come up. And I think it will boil down to who do Americans trust to keep us safe? Would you agree with that?
I think that's going to be part of the discussion, and maybe more of the discussion as a result of this recent attack. During an earlier part of the presidential race, and that was at a point when more Republicans were still running. I'm not sure if it was ABC. I think it was ABC and CNN, or maybe it was the Washington Post, did a poll on that, and they were polling, who do you feel will keep us safer? Who will better address? Mm-hmm. Who do you trust more to address issues of terrorism? And the poll overwhelmingly, 50 to 42, was in favor of Hillary Clinton when compared to the entire GOP field. And I think that is a result of her background. She is, I mean, John tried to demean it, but she was in the Situation Room when we did strike and take out Osama bin Laden, which took years to accomplish and was something that occurred during the Bush administration. So to just explain and show how it is very difficult to attack and find terrorism targets who are trying to hide in sometimes very, very rugged rural areas. It's not like they can just go down and do a search in New Jersey at a business where they find the guy in the front doorstep like happened today. Mm-hmm. But the other aspect of this, and I'll bring this up again because it was just sort of thrown by the side. John says, why aren't we taking the battle to them?
All of them out.
Well, we have to. John, we have to try. I don't disagree with the idea that we have to try to take all of them out. Mm-hmm. But the thing is what does that mean, right? We like I said, 5,000 military airstrikes
over 2 years.
5,000, and taken back over 50% of the territory seized by ISIS. So don't the thing is, do you realize, they want to just keep throwing it like nothing's little, happening?
Do you realize how little 5,000 strikes are during the last Iraq war? We were doing 1,000 sorties a day.
Let's talk about and that. That's a great number.
Let me finish.
Go ahead,
Vince.
I would love to hear.
We were doing 1,000 bomb droppings a day, and now they're bragging about 5,000 over 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's how little we've done. Yeah, we know where these guys are. We know they're in Raqqa. We know they're in various places. Why the heck are we not going where their troops are and just bomb them?
You're saying take it to them.
It doesn't mean we have to put huge amount of troops in the field, but we have the Kurds out there and the Iraqi army out there. They can do a lot of that, but we can do a lot more in the air. 5,000 bombs over two-year period is nothing.
Mm.
Let me address that. The fundamental difference between what John is trying to describe as the appropriate methodology is that Iraq was a country with a fully functioning government and military. And to somehow compare a military war effort against a country like Iraq and the number of sorties and the bombs that were dropped on military battalions and tanks and military facilities is so far different, completely different than a terrorism network that has morphed into a terrorism movement that is taking over existing facilities and is not a true government. It is does not represent Muslims across the world. They are a bankrupt idea. They are a bankrupt ideology, and we need to smash them wherever we can find them. But to compare them is like comparing apples and oranges, yeah. And it is simply designed to ignore the progress that has been made. The 69 countries that are working with the United
69
States.
69 countries,
and,
that's baloney.
And it is. And the other thing, too, and let me address this final thing.
Quickly,
the reason why people are not going to trust Donald Trump with this is because he tries to use schoolyard tactics like a bully
baloney.
And says, I know more than the generals do.
Oh,
he tries to come out today and say, I called it a bombing before anyone.
This
isn't the schoolyard.
Let me respond.
This is not the schoolyard. Okay. This is serious
stuff. The fact
stuff.
Of the matter is, ISIS and the Taliban and Boko Haram have armies out there. They're in various countries. They operate as an army. They have tanks and guns and troops en masse. And we haven't taken them out. Now, who's inspiring all of these attacks here in the United States? It's those groups. And we need to take out every one of them we can find. And doing 5,000 bombs in 2 years is minuscule. You know, they have troops out there. They got tanks out there. They've got six armies across the Middle East and Africa. And we're bragging about 5,000 bombs?
You're saying it's just a Band-Aid.
It's not even a Band-Aid. it's iodine. It's nothing. The problem is we've got troops on the ground. They're ready to fight, and they are not getting the air support. They're not getting the weaponry. We're still not giving weaponry directly to the Kurds to help them fight. We're sending it to the Iraqis, and sometimes the Kurds get it and sometimes they don't. We've got allies out there. We need to arm them and help them, and the best way we can help them is air power, but we are just not doing it. And once you do that, then the people in the United States are not going to be inspired to support somebody they think who's losing. People don't go out and do these crazy acts to support a loser. They do these crazy acts because they think they're winning. Hmm. We have to take that inspiration away from them so that they are not supporting who they think is the fastest horse. We need to convince them that we're the fastest horse. They need to be on our side. And you can't do it just by being in defensive here in the United States. I'll say it to you again. Hillary Clinton is bragging about how she is the only one with experience and all this. Great. I submit to you. How's that going for you? We got four bombings over the weekend.
Let's let Vince answer that.
Well, look, first of all, when I say 5,000 airstrikes against identified targets, that's not total number of airstrikes. There have been well over as of December, there were over 9,000 bombs dropped as of December last year. I'm talking about where they confirmed that they were taking out high-value ISIL targets. Okay, so to
the
try
number
to
then, I've heard so, is 5,000 over 2 years.
Okay,
and
I'm looking at right now. Here you go. 9,000 as of December 14th.
Over how many years?
That was as of last December.
Over how many years?
How many years since what?
How many years
since 9,000? What? Terrorism has existed for thousands of years, John.
How many years have we dropped had 9,000 bombs dropped? Is that over 5 years? Is that over 2 years? It makes a difference.
I believe it's over a two-year period.
All right, if it's 9,000 bombs over 2 years, it's minuscule. We were dropping that in 9 days.
Well, you know what? But, John, do you remember what was happening more than 2 years ago? Well, it certainly weren't terrorism attacks by ISIL.
No, they were the junior varsity.
So exactly.
We let them grow.
My point is that you're trying to
and
say
now we're
you're
having
trying
to fight
say
them
they
off
should have
because
been
Hillary
bombs
Clinton
when they were
Barack Obama treated them as the junior varsity and didn't deal with it and still don't want to deal with it. They want to hide from it and want us to fight here in the U.S. That's just wrong.
Okay,
take
first
the
of
battle
that's
to the enemy.
Baloney, and that's exactly what we're doing.
You don't win battles by being defensive. You take it to the enemy.
You're not entitled to your own reality, John.
You take them out.
Look at the facts.
All right, guys. thank you very much, John Munger and Vince Robigo. Very heated passions today. As usual on our Monday political face-off, Mo, we thank him very much. Mo's gallery and fine framing. Mo believes it's important to have these political discussions, and I agree with Mo. Thank you very much. Family owned and run since 1985. Mo's gallery and fine framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at mosgallery.com, and of course they're on Facebook. John, I hope you have a very good week.
You too, Bill.
Thank you very much. And Vince,
have a great week.
Thank you very much. Be right back.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call Five Star, that's Five Star, 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
We know what bumps you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon on The Buckmaster Show, Democratic congressional hopeful in District 2, Dr. Matt Hines. Also, the nutrition reporter, Jack Challum, on a shocking new study about sugar. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, with worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is a Monday afternoon. It's the Buckmaster Show, one of my favorite segments, trying to help consumers. And if we can give you some information over the next couple of minutes that can save you, and I hope it will save you a lot of grief, especially when it comes to some of these computer scams. That's going to be our monthly scam alert segment today, brought to us by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Suzanne Miller is here, Better Business Bureau Communications Manager. She's been on the job, I think, less than 2 months. And so far, she is doing a terrific job. Going very well, I hope.
Going great. Thank you, Bill.
I mean, people really... they need to be educated about these kind of unrelenting scams that are hitting our community and nation. And it's a lot of money, isn't it, Suzanne?
It's a huge amount of money. You know, every one in four households are affected, and it's over $50 billion lost each year in North America. I was shocked to learn this. It's truly devastating to our economy.
Let's talk a little bit about cyber fraud. That's kind of the hot topic right now.
Yeah, we want business owners to really pay attention to this, and consumers, but businesses, they're really getting affected by this, and be aware of what's trending and how to protect themselves.
There's something called a CEO scam. This is really important stuff. We want to get this information out.
Yeah, it's creating havoc right here in Southern Arizona. Right here in Tucson, major companies are getting hit. Really what it's coming to is cyber criminals are hacking into a company's email system. It's becoming highly sophisticated and clearly successful because these savvy criminals are getting what they're searching for. They do this in a variety of ways, but usually they harvest the email addresses of people in the company from the company's website. They're slow, they're very patient, then send an unsuspecting employee a phishing email. Once the link in the email is clicked by the employee, the criminal is in, which is why it's very important that everyone in your company with an email address follows rules about how to use their company email. These criminals, when they start to read everyone in the organization's emails, this helps them learn everything about the company. They take the time. They could take up to 8 months just listening as to what's going on in the company. And then at some point, they learn when the CEO or CFO is out of the office on vacation or on a business trip. And that's when they create a fake email that looks like it's coming from them, asking the finance director or whomever controls the bank accounts to wire money to them as if they are the CEO.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. And then there's another version where the criminals pretend to be the CEO off-site, say at an auditor's office, and they email the human resources department asking for employee records. All it takes is one email with people's names, addresses, and social security numbers to breach an entire company's personal data.
Oh, that is so weird, because you've get your, suddenly these employees are getting an email. It's a fake. It's not really from the chief, the head of the company.
Right.
But the employee doesn't know what to do or how to react. My goodness, they're asking me to wire some money. I better do it.
Right. They want to, do their job, right?
Exactly.
And the emails are made to look like they're from the president.
So weird. So how does a company protect themselves against this sort of thing?
Really, it's important that every employee is trained on the proper use of their work computer, like I mentioned earlier, and not allowed to download things without permission, because when you hit that download, that's when they have access. So having a professional antivirus software helps. Require passwords to be complex. And the most important thing is have a code word with your key employees that is never shared via email. Because again, if the scammers are watching your email and then you send out this code word, well, they know it already.
Right.
And then when they get this message, the director is asking to send or wire money. Only do it if they provide the code word verbally. And on the technical end, make sure to update your operating system and run the latest patches and antivirus software.
So that code word should be really a secure code word.
That's absolutely
a really good idea.
Verbal.
It's a good insurance, good insurance policy within your company. Now, this cyber fraud is carrying over to consumers, and the Microsoft scam is just all over the place.
It is. And there's obvious obviously varying ways that they're
doing this. I mean, I've gotten calls from these people purporting to be, you know, we're Microsoft and we're trying to help you and you've got an issue with your computer. And and I say, where are you located? And then they don't reply and they hang up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean,
right?
They're offshore somewhere. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it is it's a big deal right now.
Right. And everyone's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
That Microsoft scam has been around for years, you know, but they just tweak it a little bit. And we just did a segment with Matthew Schwartz from KVOA for last week, and you can actually see it on our website at Tucson.
I did see it. It was a good report. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
good.
You've got it up now at tucson.bbb.org.
Yeah, and he, you know, he speaks with one of the victims, and we really do recommend that people go to our scam tracker and report these to us. That helps us. And it also allows us, if you're willing to speak to the media, it helps us share the word. And this, you know, she was well informed. She's a smart consumer, mother of four, and she received the call. And this company was called Premium Tech Support, saying that she had a virus on her computer. She didn't engage, just as we recommend, and she hung up the phone. But then she received a pop-up warning on her computer, noting that she had a virus. And, you know, she was frantic because she was in the middle of working on something with her son on a homework project, and it looked legitimate. So she got concerned and focused on fixing the issue. She called the number on the pop-up, and they guided her on giving them access to her computer so they could fix the issue so she could move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They charged her $339, and they're the ones that put it there.
Yeah.
You know? And the goal of the tech scam is not only creates that financial loss, but they now have the opportunity to install malware, which steals your personal information. They can trick you into enrolling in phony computer maintenance warranty programs, and many have had their computers hijacked.
Yeah, it's basically hijacking and asking for ransom.
It's
crazy. What it comes down to. So what do you do in a situation like that?
Well, first off, don't panic. And I think that's the biggest thing is most people, you know, they get excited. They don't want anything to happen to all of their personal information.
They freak out.
Yeah. And we all use our computers. Without our computers nowadays,
we're
it's like we've lost the limb.
We're toast,
so if it's a phone call, do not engage. Just hang up on them. And if it's the pop-up, don't click on the button. The other thing is check the validity of the virus that you're being told is there. Run a security scan via the antivirus software that's already installed on your computer, like McAfee or Norton. You know, those are existing and you know you can trust them. And obtain all the contact information, including the website of this said company, and research the legitimacy before proceeding if you really feel like it might be something that you need to, you know, move further with. If you have an IT person, call them for verification. Report it to BBB via that scam tracker that I mentioned at tucson.bbb.org. And this, again, allows us to monitor scams throughout the country and gather data for our enforcement officers. And by sharing your story, you help others. You become a hero because you help others avoid becoming victims themselves.
Yeah, and hopefully you will not have clicked on that button, but perhaps if you did, and if you do have an IT person before proceeding, like giving these people any money, maybe your IT person can tell you then how to get rid of it.
Perfect. Yes, yes. And you know you can trust them because they're your people.
Exactly, exactly. So you don't get stuck giving these people over $300 like this woman did.
Right.
And it wasn't her fault. She didn't do anything wrong.
No.
She got this thing coming up and on her screen, and it's scary.
It is scary, and you know, nobody is invulnerable. That we said that the last time we were here, and we want people to really have that soak into their memory that they need to take steps to protect themselves.
Suzanne, what do you have coming up at the BBB? You do all these great workshops.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we have the free marketing tools workshop this Wednesday, but that is for our Better Business Bureau accredited businesses. Thursday evening, the 29th, is happy hour, which will be a huge mega mixer with ASBA and 10 other community partners.
Wow.
That's going to be at La Paloma. Again, you can go to tucson.bbb.org to, you know, get more information about the details and register yourself.
Suzanne Miller from the BBB, always good information. And again, the scam tracker, all this information that we've been talking about is available at tucson.bbb.org.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next month.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Back in a moment with more on the Buckmaster Show. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now, with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Another successful weekend, Ray, over at Green Things. Those workshops they're doing on Saturday and Sunday morning at 10, lots of people are getting wonderful, wonderful gardening advice at Green Things. My friends Jack and Jan over there, what a beautiful job they've done expanding from the original 4 acres to 13 acres. It's becoming like a community destination, not just on the weekends, but drop by anytime and Visit Green Things, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. I'll be visiting them very soon. Need another rose plant for the Buckmaster Hacienda. Let's welcome Dr. Robert Hendricks. He talks about education. He's our contributor on education on the Buckmaster Show, associate professor emeritus at the UA College of Education, and former superintendent of the Flowing Well School District and one-time Arizona top school superintendent of the year. Dr. Hendricks, good to see you.
Good to be here, Bill.
Your friend, Nick Clement, who is the former superintendent of Flowing Wells Unified School District, had an interesting op-ed in the paper yesterday, and he's pushing this the fourth Thursday in September. He wants to make Legendary Teacher Day, and that would be then this Thursday, the 22nd of September. You've known Nick for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, and Nick has always been supportive of the idea that we need to find ways to recognize teachers. We already know, we concentrate on this idea that teachers are not particularly well compensated, but there's a lot of studies that say that there are other satisfiers in the job place, and we know that quite logically, and one of them is feeling appreciated and feeling recognized. And I think the theme of Dr. Clement's effort is to develop a day where we look back on the teachers that have had a significant impact on our life, and we make an effort to look them up, send them a note, and tell them how much we appreciate what they've done in our life. And I think the benefit of that and the domino effect of being able to tell teachers that they really truly are appreciated, because they are in many ways the unsung heroes, and we need to sing a little bit.
Well, you're a legendary teacher to somebody that a name we all know, Steve Kerr, of course, the U of A legendary basketball player, went on to be an NBA All-Star, general manager of an NBA franchise, the coach of the Warriors. I mean, he looks to you as you're kind of the legendary teacher to him.
Well, it was nice to hear that. Actually, yeah. I read that in an article that someone had asked him what faculty member at the U of A had mm-hmm. a large impact on his life, and he talked about the human resource management class that he had taken, and that he had learned a number of things that that he still has put in practice in his operation with the Warriors.
Yeah, and that was in the, I believe, the UA Alumni Magazine, and he says all sorts of wonderful things about you. Do you still keep in touch with him?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And the way we...
I had no idea that you are you're the brains behind the Warriors' success and what Steve has done.
That would be wonderful to think, but no, I think we had a wonderful class. Mm-hmm. Human resource management, of course, is one of those areas where one talks about how do you manage employees in my opinion, in a positive way. And one of the things that, which is sort of a further emphasizes what Nick Clement talks about, is giving employees lots of feedback, positive feedback. And I try to do it with little notes, little note cards. I know mm-hmm. Some people prefer electronic means of communication, but to this day, I still write little notes to people when I see something that I know has happened positive in their lives. And I appreciate that. And I tell the story about going to a teacher retirement party one time, mm-hmm. and looking at the wall in this person's house, mm-hmm. and they had pictures of their family and so forth, mm-hmm. and in a corner, in a frame, was a note that I had sent that teacher.
Oh my goodness.
About
and they
little
had
thing
framed it?
They had framed it and they had put it on their wall. And to me, this was something that was pretty routine to me.
Yeah.
Maybe a positive accolade, but in their mind, it was huge.
Mm.
And I use that story to sort of emphasize the fact that you can never give enough praise and positive feedback to people. And it's a very important part of why people stay in a profession, whether it's a teaching profession or any other profession.
Well, and it, as Nick Clement points out, it may not change the grave teacher shortage overnight, but certainly it could start to help if suddenly people would start to remember some of their good teachers and they get a note or even an email saying, thank you very much for what you did for me.
Exactly. And so I would emphasize what Nick is suggesting here. Think back to a teacher or teachers who have had a positive influence in your life and send them a note, send them a message, tell them how much you appreciated them. And if it's something specific that they did for you, let them know that. I can't tell you what mileage, you know, that person will get out of that incredible response.
Was there someone in your educational background that helped you?
Absolutely. I can think of three or four immediately, mm-hmm. and they have all gotten notes,
mm-hmm.
and I try to do that.
Now, let me ask you, maybe it's just a word thing here between what would be considered a legendary teacher, and how do you differentiate that from a mentor?
Well, I think in some ways a legendary teacher is a mentor,
yes.
Because they model the kinds of behaviors that mm-hmm. That you would want to emulate, that you look up to them, that you would want to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary, I think, in Nick's mind, I'm trying to put words mm-hmm. in his mouth, but I think it's someone who has had a lasting impact, you know, on something that that you do, that you have become as a result of their contribution and their effort.
Well, and it doesn't have to be a high school or a college teacher. It can go all the way back, as in my case, I go back to my first grade teacher, and Miss Lindenmeyer, mm-hmm. Elsie Lindenmeyer at Logan Elementary School in Wilmette, Illinois. And, of course, she's long gone, but she is not gone in my memory. So she's still very much with me. And it's just something about that first grade experience. I don't know. There was something about the confidence that she showed in me that has stuck with me, Bob Hendricks, to this day.
Yes.
After all these years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be nice if that person were still with us?
Yes.
That you could communicate that to her. How would that make her feel? That would just be very, very special.
I mean, if I knew about her relatives,
Buckmaster.
Yeah, Billy Buckmaster.
Yes.
And they did
mm-hmm.
call me Billy.
Yes.
Yeah, but even if I knew about, you know, where to send a note to her relatives, I would certainly do it. But there was just something in that experience that really that helped me and that I kept with me to this day. So it is important to kind of reach out to what Nick Clement calls a legendary teacher, and it'd be nice if this kind of movement catches fire.
Well, it's got great local support.
Yeah.
And it's September 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still time to be thinking about someone. Google them. It's pretty easy to find names of people and send them a message, and I'm sure they would really appreciate it.
And it's legendaryteacher.com. That's the website that Nick has put together for his organization. Bob Hendricks, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Most welcome, Bill.
All right. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, and even though it's Monday, Ray, we are already thinking, right, about the weekend, what's coming up, right? How about a road trip over to Silver City? This is a great time of year to go over there to New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Silver City Museum is over there preserving and interpreting their region's unique history. They've got that wonderful Mimbres Pottery collection at Western New Mexico University, their museum there. That's a neat little campus. Bob Hendricks, have you been over to Silver City? And
I have not. I'm going to put that on my list.
Yeah, you should. The the university over there, it's a great little campus, very, very pleasant campus. So I strongly suggest a road trip in your future, Bob Hendricks.
Okay, and there's a nice place to stay, and I'm not camping.
No, there are great places
okay,
to stay.
Good.
Bear Mountain Lodge, to name a few, Casitas de Gila guest lodges, the full listing of places to stay and the many things to do, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. All right, we have more local talk coming up this afternoon. After Michael Medved, we've got Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. They put together their hour from 4 to 5 with... For Tucson at 4, then Wake Up Tucson, 3 hours of the Wake Up Tucson show, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow. We've got nutrition reporter Jack Chalom on the show, Matt Hines, congressional candidate, of course, Shelley Fishman. Full lineup on Buckmaster at 12:04. Till then, on behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.